Welcome to The Business Voice, presented by the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce on AM 1360 KUIK.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today on The Business Voice. I'm Julie Wilson, Vice President for Member Relations at the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. And with me today I have...
Hi, I'm Chris Carrico. I'm Director of Special Events at the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce.
The Business Voice is a program about business for business. We bring you seasoned business experts, emerging entrepreneurs, home-based businesses, just about everything that we have in Hillsborough. We have the big employers, and we have lots and lots of small employers, and some very cool stuff going on in the community. And it's always interesting to hear from the business owners what their world is like and what's going on and what they're doing. And we're going to be talking to a couple of people today. They're going to share their insights and inspiration, challenges, opportunities, all those kinds of things. And it's a pleasure today to have Mark Paul with us. Mark is the managing partner at Synergy Consulting Group, the author of two business books, has 22 years of executive and consulting experience working with thousands of businesses, and is extremely qualified. We're very fortunate to have him here today on The Business Voice. Welcome, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're really excited to talk to you. So, tell us just a little bit about your background. I just gave just a snapshot, but wow, there's a lot there.
Well, I started off in technology at Northrop Corporation. Spent 10 years there and went sort of up the management chain, down the food chain, meaning when I was an engineer, I was thinking of systems engineering out 20 years out stuff. And then I would move up the management chain and start worrying about products getting shipped out the door. Mm-hmm. And then the last 2 years, I built a 250-person business unit. It was a lot of fun. And I also decided to come back up to Oregon so I could help raise our family 22 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So Oregon's a little bit, you were in California, is that right?
Right.
Okay. Tell us, you're with Synergy Consulting Group. You're a managing partner there. What is Synergy Consulting Group? What do you do?
I've been consulting and doing interim executive work since 1989. And Synergy is a loose association of experts in different areas. I'll come in and run a company for a month and a half to 2 years, anywhere from a startup to a public company. And then the other associates that I have are experts or CFO for hire or, you know, sales expert. And I'll bring in different folks for different things.
So just helping a company to kind of either get up and running or to take it to the next level.
Sort of all of the above. There's usually something that's getting in their way. First off, we always get in our own way. So it takes somebody objective to really understand that and help them out.
So pretty much any level you could come in and help a business to grow.
Our preferred, and I mean preferred by bullseye, preferred client is $1 million to $50 million. But we have a lot of startup clients. I'm helping one now. I helped Intel. I had four assignments at Intel and one at Electro Scientific Industries. So it kind of doesn't matter personally, but from a business standpoint, we like to see them have revenue, and then we can help turbocharge them and get them to double or triple their revenue in 3 to 18 months.
Do you bring in a lot of interim executives?
We'll bring in some. It just depends. It's very need-based. It's not what we have because it's not about us. It's about our clients and whatever they need.
So you're coming in, and do you come in at, so if you identify that actually the way they're running their books is the big problem, or if their top executive is the problem, how do you kind of approach that when it could be so many things?
It can be so many things. We really take a strategic perspective. We get up above it. If they need, you know, if they have bookkeeping challenges, that's not us. If they have, you know, accounting issues, it's really, for instance, on the CFO level, I have a partner, Patrick Wheeler, and he'll come in at a very strategic level, which helps them sort things out, can save them tons of money, tons of time. I've seen him come in and just really, really make a difference. So it's at that more of a strategic level, working at the executive level, and they might bring in, or we've got connections with other folks that if they need, you know, we don't do staffing. It's really helping the CEO, the business owner, or the board of directors, venture capitalists have called us in to help companies. So it just depends. But really, we come in at the CEO level.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So that's your day job.
That's right.
At night or in your spare time when you're not running multi-million dollar companies, you've authored a couple of books. So I think one of the really big reasons we wanted to have you on the program is they're both books that would be very helpful to businesses, to CEOs or CFOs or whatever, reading these books. Tell us a little bit about what they would find in your first book, The Entrepreneur's Survival Guide.
I wish that book existed when I started my company, because I made a lot of mistakes. And
doesn't everyone?
I'm sure most people do.
The job is to try and figure out, how do I minimize these? And there's two things. I mean, I'd say I wish somebody told me, but I'm sure some people told me and I didn't listen. I wasn't open. I wasn't ready.
At least you're admitting it.
What I tried to do is, so I wrote, the first edition was 2001. So mm-hmm. I'd been in business 12 years. And what I wanted to do was reach out and help as many entrepreneurs as possible, and do that in my sleep. And so what better way than to write a book? And it's really not a book of answers, it's a book of questions. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. leads the entrepreneur through four different levels. The first level is, are you really ready for this? And, you know, what are the traits and characteristics of a successful entrepreneur? And are you, you know, because if you're not ready, then boy, don't take a second on your house.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is really building a team, building a business plan. Okay, I'm ready to do it now. What do I do? Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's plan this out. The third section is really to get more customers, marketing and sales. How am I going to grow this company? And the fourth section is, well, you know, now we've grown the company. How can we get on all eight cylinders? So we're really humming and being very efficient. So it's really from start to, okay, now we're successful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's a pretty holistic look at a company starting from an idea. And are you really the right person to do it?
Right.
Which is really a great question to ask people, because sometimes,
right.
yeah, do you come in at that point for someone? Would Synergy come in at that point and talk to somebody?
Oh, if they're not
realistically,
if
you haven't got the business yet?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably at every cocktail party you go to.
That's one of the reasons I have a sore. What does it look like,
yeah,
doctor?
Exactly.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. For $25, you can get thousands of dollars worth of advice and counsel.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited is over these past 10 years, Oregon State has picked it up as an adjunct to their 499 class or business class in agriculture. OSU, their Lundquist Center for Entrepreneurship, picked it up. And
that's great.
And then Willamette University has picked it up for their MBA. And so it's been a while, and I don't consider myself an author. I just consider myself helping business owners. And so I decided this year I'm going to go market to the other 1,500 business schools.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Is that taking a lot of time?
I'm fitting it in.
Okay, good.
Well, I know a lot of the people who've read it, some of the reviews and quotes that people have made. One person said, it's a wonderful guide to starting to build your company. It asks you all the right questions and should make you think hard about the answers. So I love your approach to that you're not just saying, I've got all the answers, you better listen to me.
No.
But you're asking the questions that people need to know, and if they can't answer them, they need to do a little bit of homework. They need to.
Every person is different. Every business is different, geographically, different service, product, small, large. But the questions are very similar. Who's your customer? You know, how do you talk about planning? Is it written down? Those sorts of things. The same process to defining whether you're really ready to go or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting. I think so many times I've read a lot of books, and they're just telling you, okay, this is the way you should do it, and this is what I found, and so it just fits everybody, and listen to me, and this is the way to go. And it just, how can they possibly say that when they don't know who's reading it?
Right. So, and in fact, that's actually the reason I wrote my second book.
Which is?
How to Attract Significantly More Customers in Good Times and Bad.
Mm. Boy, how timely is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It is. What I found is there are a lot of ideas on how to market and sell your products and services. And everybody I know has their way of doing it. Some people will say, you know, search engine optimization, now we're going to do blogs and Twitter because everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I look at that and say, you know, I don't know. Every different kind of company and industry, their customers buy differently. I started down this path. In fact, it took me a long time to figure this out. So I'm hoping it'll help others figure it out much sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing direct marketing and just doing a lot of stuff. And it kind of wasn't really working. Some of it was hit and miss. But I had developed a service to help other CEOs get through the strategy of thinking through, I wonder who my best customers are. I wonder how they buy. I wonder why they buy. Let me not assume anything. Let me not be about my product or service. Let me be about what my customers need. And let me go ask them. And so when I finally...
Concept.
Yeah, new concept. So it just hit me like a ton of bricks really late. And I called my business partner at the time. I said, don't you think we ought to apply this process to ourselves? And we did. And our business tripled the next year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I thought, oh,
So it does work.
Well, it does work. And over up from 89 to 2003, I developed a dozen services. I still have them. When people call in and say, well, you do, you know, business planning or strategic planning, I do that. But my outbound marketing, which is the only place that I do it, resonates with my CEO clients. And when I surveyed them and asked them, they told me. What I was assuming is they wanted more revenue, more productivity, profitability, cash flow. And what they told me is we want more customers, we want more cash. And so I just focused on the customers. And what's the process for really understanding that and turbocharging the customer attraction process? So I wrote it down.
Yeah. So then when you're actually, when you're building your business and in any of the things that you do, any of your marketing, that ought to be your focus is how am I meeting the needs of my customers? Because if you're not, you're patting yourself on the back. People don't need to hear all about you. They came to you for a reason. Right. What you need to know is how you can make their pain go away, right?
Right.
Whatever it is they need.
Right. You know, asking customers sort of customer satisfaction, are you satisfied? That's one kind of question set. When you're developing products or services, that's a different kind of question set. When we're looking at attracting customers, is a different kind. You don't ask customer satisfaction kind. You don't ask how are we doing. That's a customer satisfaction kind of question. But there's other kinds of questions that we can ask our prospective customers and clients to shift from the brain of what they're buying to the heart as to why they're buying. And how do they buy? My clients buy because of referral. They call their banker, accountant, or attorney, another consultant, another CEO they know. And if I'm referred in, I usually get the job. I don't spend a lot of time or money. I don't do any Yellow Pages ads. Mm-hmm. The website's kind of okay, but I don't spend much time. It's a brochureware because that's not how they buy. But
it's a little static, yeah.
Yeah, it is, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's full e-commerce, and that's different. I mean, Amazon, that's their business model.
Exactly.
So it just depends. And I think that's the second book really doesn't assume anything. It asks the CEO because the CEO will create the situation for their marketing and salespeople to be successful or not. And I've seen dreams of industries, for instance, embedded software, want to do trade shows, and everybody goes to trade shows. I had a client, and most of their business was not through trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wondering why they were struggling, but we just asked and found out, and they were acquired within 6 months after I started helping them.
Well, think of the time and effort that would save. You're putting a lot of effort into these opportunities that may just lead you down a blind path.
Right. Let's look at it. If you have four things that you're doing in marketing, four tactics, and they aren't quite working, what do? We add a fifth one. So we take our we take our marketing hour and marketing dollar, and instead of spending 25 cents, now we spend 20 cents, and we're not quite sure about that. And we do that over and over and over, as opposed to saying, wait a second, let's go ask the right question. It takes about 3 months.
It's not very long.
No, it is.
Not in the scheme of things, it's not long.
Uh-huh. Especially when you think of all the time you've spent trying to pound these five things into the ground and not getting it.
Trial and error. And what they do is they use BogSap. Bunch of guys and gals sitting around talking. So they get their executive team or everybody in the company or whatever, and they all talk about it. And what do you think we should do? And they brainstorm. And you know, what's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the customers in this conversation?
Yeah,
exactly. You know? Or I think we sit around and we try to think, well, maybe we should do some sort of a survey. And so who makes up the questions that we put on that survey?
Yes.
We do.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So we always think that we're outsmarting something or doing, you know, so clever in asking these questions. But really, we're going to get back the results that we expect because we ask the question in that way.
In that way, instead of getting an objective perspective and coming in and helping you sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Tell us the name again of both of your books.
The first one's The Entrepreneur Survival Guide. And as I say, it's a book of questions, and each chapter is, you can pull it out, it's sort of a resource. And the second one is How to Attract Significantly More Customers in Good Times and Bad. And it's really a start to finish. There's some exercises in it. It's a pretty quick read, but it's a process.
Well, I'm telling you, the reviews on both books have just been phenomenal. The things that people are saying about them and how it completely changed the way they looked at their business model, putting the focus where it needed to be, and then driving those results home. So both books by Mark Paul. So we are very fortunate, Mark, to have you speaking at our Building Your Business Workshop this Wednesday at 11:30, from 11:30 to 1 at the Hillsborough Chamber. Give us just a little bit of a foreword of what people, if they want to attend this workshop, what are they going to hear from you?
What I'm going to do is help the audience and the business owner members sort of get outside themselves and walk them through what I call the seven secrets. And they're in that book, by the way, the second book. So I'm not going to tell you now.
You can come and hear them. No, you have to come and hear those seven secrets.
That's right.
And then buy the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I don't want to give too much away, but
no, not at all.
It really is, you know, figuring out who your preferred customer is, asking them the right questions so you can get in their hearts and understand why they buy and how they buy. And then the third step, right, is align what you do with how they buy and the message with what resonates with them and who you reach. I mean, it's like fishing. You know, if you're fishing for a certain kind of fish and they aren't in a particular stream or lake, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
You know, expert fly fishermen, what do? They go and they turn a rock over and they see what's hatching. And I guess that's what fish are probably biting on. So let me put that on. And then what's the temperature in the water? Well, that's where the fish are. So let's get some, you know, some sinking line or whatever. Yeah. But they think about it, you know, so instead of just walking, showing up and tossing a line in.
Okay, so I'm apparently not an expert fisherman.
Yeah, neither am I, clearly.
But I think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come and hear this. If you were to talk about the ideal customer, and it changes for everybody, what would you tell someone to look at? What I don't want you to give your seven secrets away, but everyone's going to come with a certain thing about their own mind, in their own mind, who their customer is. Are you going to guide them in maybe looking a little bit differently at that?
Well, first off, yes. Most of my clients, before they hire me, don't have a preferred client profile written down. One pager. Are they business to consumer? And really define the bullseye. Who's the bullseye? I have my bullseye. It's 1 to 50 million. I help them start up some, you know, in larger companies. Yeah. So what, you know, what size are they? Product or service? Mine's technology's better for me. I've helped retail, you know, services company, but technology products. And then what is their pain and need? My pain and need that my clients have is they're trying to grow. They're trying to grow significantly, not just 5 or 10%, but, you know, 2 or 3X.
So we have mentioned earlier that people are, that you want to hit their heart and their mind. Have you found that the customers' hearts and minds have changed in the recent economy? Is the way to reach people any different because their buying habits are different, or do you think they're still the same basic people and they're still going to respond to the same kind of outreach?
Focus. And we don't have enough time or money. We've got to cut across all the clutter that our preferred customers are hearing all the time. And so it's even more important to focus and understand their needs and then align what we do, the tactics, after we get up above all that at a strategic level and understand it.
You can hear more from Mark Paul at the Building Your Business Workshop at the Hillsborough Chamber, 11:30 to 1 o'clock this Wednesday. And you can find out more about that on our website, hillchamber.org. How can they find you?
I have some free products and services on the website. They can buy the books on the website. I also have some CDs to help them. And the website is synergy-usa.com, which is synergy-usa.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
And thank you all for joining us today. We've had a really great time with our guests, Larry Steele and Mark Paul. And we look forward to spending time with you again next Monday right here on KUIK 1360 AM, home of the Business Voice. Have a very successful week.